Right. Or just one podcast won't download very fast. It just creeps along for some unknown reason. Big Fatties does that sometimes. Uh-huh. It just kind of plods along.
Which is weird because it's so short.
Right. A megabyte here and a megabyte there. And, you know, it's just the same content over and over again anyway, too. So you think all of that would just download pretty fast, right? But
now, stopping and starting it will sometimes nudge it along.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just creeps along for some unknown reason.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1509 of the BFO for Thursday, the 7th of November, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and I've got...
Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it.
Hello, Beaver lovers. Big Fatty, we love Miss Beaver. You know why we love her? No, why do you love her, Poodle? Yes, okay. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I hope you... Thursday is going well. Y'all, it's a busy day in the coal mine. Big Fatty, I got a lot done. Not done today. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. Tuesday night, y'all, I had me a glass of wine, and I had been dragging a little bit on Monday. And y'all, I went to bed. Y'all, that's the nice thing. That's the nice thing about standard time. It can be 5:30 p.m. in the evening, or it can be midnight, and it's still just as dark as it can be. And y'all, which makes it much easier to forego the Wheel of Fortune. And go ahead and retire, be ready. But anyway, so that was that. But y'all, on Hump Day, during lunchtime, I went to the Vons East. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. It's a big one, Mo. Volga. Y'all went to the Vons East during lunch today, and y'all ran into Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, there. And y'all, it was just lovely to see them. And y'all, we did not do the around the waist hugs today, because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't need a verbal spanking. it was a full-on dairy case hug. Hey, the dairy case hug. But anyway, y'all, they had the good coffee on sale this week, so I was excited before I even got there. But y'all, I got the penny coupon was for the old fashioned Von's East oats, and y'all, you know, I don't eat the oatmeal or anything, but you know, I got it and I'll put it in the toys for tots for the holidays. Y'all, I got some solid. I got y'all had my good Ezekiel bread on sale. Y'all, I got some more of those fried green beans. The Von's East brand, they were 2 for $5, so I got a couple of those. Some chicken cutlets, ground round. Y'all, I'm going to make me some chili. So I got some mushrooms. I don't put beans in my chili because you're Big Fatty. We don't need you to be any gassier than you already are. And y'all, I got to tell you, I got two of the Von's East chicken breasts. Y'all, it was gas central. In Big Fatty's office this afternoon, and I got some chicken broth. I got the good coffee, some Parmesan cheese. Y'all, they had those some of those luncheon meats on sale. Y'all, I had gotten the hard pastrami. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, it was really pretty good. Y'all, by the way, another indication that we're in the holidays, y'all. The Hickory Farms beef sticks are in the Von's East now. Y'all, I got some of that Rotel chili fixins in a can. I got me another one of those Code pineapples. Y'all, they're $2 off, so I figured why not? And y'all got a bag of onions. Y'all spent $66.86, but I saved $24.69. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I got to see y'all on the way back from the Von's East. Y'all went by the P.O. Box, and y'all have a scat. And y'all, a package came into the coal mine today. I think this may be the package from Daddy Dave, but y'all, let's open the cat first. And y'all, it is from the Northern Mexico. y'all, and I believe this is from the turnip head, but we're going to open it up and just see what we got here. Big Freddy, this is exciting. Oh, Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Oh, y'all, I'm sorry. I've got to do this. I guess y'all, it is the first crema card of the year. Big Freddy, it's too soon. Well, evidently it's not, because you know November the 1st, it's crema. And y'all, on the front of it, it's some ointments on a clothesline with green clothespins, and y'all, they seem to be warming their buttocks under some candles, and it says, "Wishing you the brightest of the holidays." May the holiday season bring happiness and joy to you and your, and y'all, it had loved ones, printed there, and scratched out, and says, to joy to you and your gentleman callers, turnip head. Big Freddy, I didn't want to be late, to sending you your crema card, so here it is. Happy crema. That's lovely, turnip head. And let's just see if I can read this. I can't fucking read that address. Y'all, he has a Mexican handwriting. Betty, you're just silly.
Born is the king of Israel.
Yeah, I gotta see. And y'all, I know that had him enjoy that, because y'all, he loves the crema music. And y'all, I think my youngest daughter, Nessa, probably enjoy that also, because y'all, she had on the Twitty, I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, "I want to listen to some crema music." And y'all, then she was watching on the TV machine the white crema. Y'all, I need the scissors. Be ready and not prepared. Anyway, y'all, so I'm going to open this package now. Y'all, it is from the Data Vision Computra Video Incorporated. Be ready, I hope it's not vulgar. Y'all, let's just cut it. Y'all, you know, I've told you about having a good pair of scissors. Yes, Big Freddy. So let's just open this up. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a shipping document here. It says, to Big Freddy. Let's just see if it doesn't have any kind of message on here, anything like that. So let's just see what we have. Oh my goodness. Oh, dear Gussie. Daddy Dave, I don't know if this is from you or not, but you'll have to let me know. Y'all, it is. It's something from a wish list. It is the Apple Computra battery charger. Big Freddy, that's lovely. Now you won't have to ask for batteries for crema. And y'all, it'll charge the what do you call that? The mouse. Yes, Big Freddy. That's just lovely. Dave, is that from you? Big Freddy, let him have time to answer. Okay, but that is wonderful. Y'all, I love the battery charger. Because, you know, batteries are expensive. Big Freddy, everything's expensive. Just look at your coupon. So, anyway, Dave, well, whoever, I think it's probably Dave, though, but anyway, if it wasn't, thank you, whoever sent it. Big Freddy, that's just wonderful.
Gussie, y'all, today. Today, the 7th of November, y'all, all I gotta say is lots of fucking. Lots of fucking in February. And, y'all, there's not one. Not two, I say, two, but three. Three celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, that first one is the number one funky homo. Y'all, that's Jim. Y'all, he's on that Stick It With a Poke little show. Y'all, he's always showing pictures of his vacations, laying out by the pool. Be ready, please. And, you know, he's the other half of, is Gavin's other half. You know, Gavin was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And, y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it's Mike, Mr. Mike, up there in the Squamish BC. Big Fatty, I bet it's chilly up there. Y'all, did I mention I'm making chili? Yes, Big Fatty. And Mr. Mike is just as nice as he can be. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It's always the quiet ones you got to watch out for, because, y'all, he posts some of the most vulgar pornographic pictures on the inner tubes during that Stick It With a Poke a little show. But Mr. Mike, I hope maybe you'll have an ice cream cake or something. Yes, Big Fatty, I love that. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, it's none other than the big liar. The big liar himself, y'all, it's Mr. Mike Lawson out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. And y'all, I believe he gets his license this year. Big Fatty, no Big Fatty, he's already had his license. He gets to go out and drink for the first time legally. Well, something like that anyway, but anyway, I hope all three of you have a wonderful celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Joe Batance makes Mike Lawson a big old cake. And then do you think he will say, Mike, are you ready to receive your birthday cake? Are you sure you're ready to receive your birthday cake, Mike Lawson, from me, Joe Batance, host of the Joe Batance Show, Big Fatty?
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Y'all, I just want to finish out today's little show with a couple of things on my list here. First of all, evidently that music that I had selected for Miss Beaver whenever we visit the lodges, y'all, it evidently sparked some interest, especially from Straight Bob. He sent me a message saying that every time he saw Pussy, Big Fatty, he said kitties. Well, same thing, that he thought of that Miss Beaver music. Big Fatty Volga. And also, Straight Bob sent me an e-letter. You know, I had mentioned that the TV machines were on. You know, now was a good time to get good prices for the TV machines. And y'all... Straight Bob sent me a message from the future saying we just went digital on November the 1st. No more analog. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And remember, y'all, you can't spell analog without anal. Big Fatty! I heard on the radio that the way technology is moving so fast that TV machines will never go up in price. They'll always get cheaper. So, y'all, if they're going to get cheaper, you'll be able to get you a nice comfy couch, too, if you get you that big screen TV. That turnip head. Y'all, the turnip head sent me an e-letter saying that he thought it was, no, it wasn't, it was a testimonium saying he thought it was very interesting that the runner-up on the winner-winner, literally a chicken dinner, that Kyle in the Hawaii Big Fatty, is he still pissed off at you? Probably. But anyway, that Kyle is a vegetarian. So he thought it was appropriate that he was the runner-up. Big Fatty. Y'all, A little bit of good news. Oh, well, first of all, y'all got an e-letter from that Hendrick, and I had sent him an e-letter congratulating him for making it into the lodge. Be ready. It's an honor. It's just an honor. And so I think he's all excited about finally being in the lodge, y'all. And y'all, if you're not accessing Kim Beaver's lodge, just send an e-letter, kimsbeaver, at gmail.com, and y'all, she'll give you access. But y'all, and then Miss Beaver's evidently sent me another posting, but y'all, I'm not going to be able to have time to get to it today. So Miss Beaver, we'll have that for you on the front. Y'all, we always need a little beaver on Friday. Be ready! Y'all, one thing we don't need on Friday, and y'all, I saw this on the TV machine, y'all, McRib is back. Y'all, why in the hell is McRib back? I just don't understand it. Y'all, it is the artificial poke version of a McNugget. And y'all, it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. and y'all, as bad as it looks in the pictures, it tastes worse. Be ready! But anyway, that's my opinion. But you know, if you like a Mac rib, you go ahead and enjoy that poke patty. Be ready. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, when I was out at the Sam's Club over the weekend, y'all, I know that Big Ricky likes to go to the Olive Garden. Y'all, he loves the breadsticks, but I'm guessing he probably also enjoys the salad. And y'all, there may be others of you that enjoy the Olive Garden salad also, but y'all, they're selling the Olive Garden salad dressing at the Sam's Club. And y'all, it's nothing. It's nothing but high fructose corn syrup and a little garlic powder. But anyway, y'all, if you're so inclined, you might want to pick you up a two-pack of that. And y'all, sitting right there beside it, they had the official Olive Garden croutons also. So y'all, you can have you an Olive Garden salad right there in the comfort of your own home, and then you can just hop up and run to the toilet. Really, that's vulgar. And y'all, the last piece of information I have for you, Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty's been working at the coal mine about 35 and a half years, and y'all, by the time you've worked anywhere that long, y'all, I get a assload of annual leave. Now, this doesn't include my sick leave or my holidays, but y'all, I figured it up, and with the annual leave and the holidays I've got coming up, y'all, Big Fatty has only got 21 more days to work during the rest of 2013. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, yeah, you heard the kids from that Lotso. That's the shit list crew. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty being a slowpoke. Now, y'all, here's the question. Do you know what that music was that Big Fatty put back behind them talking? If you have to go back and listen to it again, go back and listen to it again. But I think that you got to be a real old fart. Big Fatty, that's you? To know what that was. But anyway, y'all, in fact, I'm not going to tell you today. I think I'll wait and tell you on tomorrow's little show. Peter G, what did you think of the pace of today's little show?
Just creeps along for some reason.
Well, sometimes 20 minutes feels like an hour.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.